WHTO.
That's WHTO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHTO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Rhonda Wilson from NAMI. Say it right here and pronounce it right. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
I can't complain.
Good.
Weather's warmer, so.
Yes, it is.
So just a little bit of what we're going to talk about today.
Well, NAMI Southwestern Illinois is the mental health agency organization that represents individuals with mental illness and the resources that they need to get better and to have a good, successful life and be in recovery. And we've just got a lot of resources that we want people to know about. And then some of the networking that we've been doing in the county, there's some good things going on in Randolph County, and there's a lot of services available. So I just figured it'd be a good chance today to talk a little bit about some of those and maybe get some COVID information out there that might help people that are still struggling with staying in their homes and not feeling comfortable getting out, and maybe what some tips or hints might be to survive that in a way that doesn't leave long-lasting trauma.
All right, great. Tell you what, we'll take a break here, and we will come back and talk with Rhonda Wilson from NAMI here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. I'm Jeff again. We're talking today with Rhonda Wilson from NAMI. And as we mentioned, NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, and this particular Southwestern Illinois, you cover several counties, I see.
There are several counties. There's five counties. Don't think I have the piece of paper that tells me all the counties, but St. Clair, Bond, we're the southern edge of the counties. I specifically only work in Randolph County.
Mm-hmm.
I've been funded by the Mental Health Board through NAMI Southwestern Illinois to get the word out in Randolph County. I'm actually considered an outreach specialist is my position title. So I go to organizations and I talk to people and let them know what's available through NAMI. And then when I agreed to do the job, I said, fine, but I'm going to talk about all the mental health resources that are available in the county, not just NAMI.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I really firmly believe that their services are great. They're free, and then they're available actually very easily right now because of all the COVID. There's Zoom classes for everybody that needs the support, the family members, the individuals that need the groups. Each of those are available right now, and you can just zoom in if you know how to do that.
Right. Just kind of an overview. I mean, identify a few of the groups that are out there, people or sort resources.
Yeah. So NAMI is the national organization for individuals with mental illness, similar to the American Diabetes Association is the organization for somebody with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference for NAMI is it's actually supported and grassrooted by individuals and the family members of individuals with a mental illness. So it's basically built and supported by them. And it's really kind of cool with what's available. So NAMI has groups for the individuals. That's called NAMI Connections. And they actually currently meet on Wednesday evenings and Saturday afternoons. Wednesdays at 7 and Saturdays at 4 are two current groups that exist for the individuals. And then they have a family to group, which is every Thursday at 7. So for individuals that feel like they need support, that their family member has a mental illness and they don't know what to do, they can actually Zoom into a family support group. It's free, and you're basically in a group with other people who are family members of individuals with a mental illness. And the lady who runs it, each week they always have two people who facilitate the meetings. They're family members that's been there, done that. But the good news is they've survived it, and they actually are on like the recovery end. Their family members doing well. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of like somebody that's managed to survive, and their family's doing well. So it's a good chance to have somebody that's maybe been there, done that, can give you some tips and hints on how to do well. So those are the two main support groups that are out there for individuals and their family. They're free. And if somebody wants to take one of the support groups, they just have to go on the NAMISouthwesternIllinois.org website. They also have a Facebook page. If you just Google NAMI, N-A-M-I-S-W-I, it pops up, and it's really easy to traverse. And the groups are available there, and you just have to click on them as long as you have the app downloaded.
Right. So that's a couple of the resources that are available is the groups.
That's the groups, yeah. Correct. One of the other things that is really amazing is their education classes. I've had people that their family member's been diagnosed with a mental illness, or they don't think that they're okay and they don't really know what to do about it. And they have classes for NAMI Basics is a class. So each of their classes are 6 weeks. You kind of get to go online on the NAMI site, and you can kind of pick evenings, daytime, you know, weekends, what time slot works for you. It's a 1.5 hour every week for 6 weeks classes, whether it's no matter which class it is. So NAMI Basics is a class for parents and family of children and adolescents. So if your child's having some issues, it's a chance to go and kind of figure out what are some of the mental illnesses that are problematic for children, how the brain works, how nobody's really at fault when somebody has a mental illness, but then what can you do about it? Coping skills, resources, and ways to connect. All of their classes are evidence-based, and I actually took one of them, and it was amazing. Family to Family is the class for family and friends of individuals with mental illness. Homefront is a class for families and friends of military service members and veterans with the mental health challenges. When people go off to the services, sometimes when they come home, they're not the same. Their families struggle with guilt, like, oh man, they went and served our country, and then they come home and they're angry all the time, and you know, sometimes they end up in divorce. They've changed. There's actually a class called Homefront, where you can go and learn about some of the traumas that maybe they faced, and then you as a family member, what can you do about it? And then I was amazed at all of the resources that were there, and then some really good information on PTSD, which is what most of the servicemen are struggling with when they come home.
Okay, yeah, that really, you know, over the past, you know, 10, 15 years has really come to light, I think, a little more than what it used to be.
Right. Trauma in general can cause long-term changes to the brain that actually can result in a mental illness if it's not treated or addressed. So, you know, be it a service member that's had a trauma, be it a child who was raised in an abusive home, be it a car wreck, you know, a lot of things can cause trauma, which can result in PTSD and or other mental health challenges that can come out of that.
As far as helping people, teaching people about mental health, they offer a program called, I see here, the Mental Health First Aid Training.
Yes. And actually, that is a class that is funded by the Mental Health Board. Kendra Kennedy and myself teach it. And it's scheduled through Comwell. So that's 282-6233 is the phone number. And actually, we were on a hold because of the whole pandemic, trying to figure out how to teach a class when you can't find a place that'll let you even hold it. So we actually are starting back up in March. March 12th is our first class. We're teaching it March 12th, April 23rd, and May 14th. We're going to start hopefully doing it every month. So what Mental Health First Aid is, it's a class for individuals who want to be able to help. If they see somebody that they don't think is okay, mentally, what can they do? Mm-hmm. And then more specifically, if they see somebody in crisis, that if you don't intervene and help them now, something bad is going to happen. And in most cases, people turn away and go the other way. And that's really not what, you know, when somebody needs CPR, they need it now. Mm-hmm. When somebody's in a mental health crisis, they need it now. So what the mental health first aid is, it's a class more for General Joe. It's for everybody. It's a class, not even necessarily for professionals. It's for the rest of the people so that they're not afraid to step in. People with a mental illness, the sooner they get help, the better their outcome. The longer they go without being treated, the harder it is sometimes to get them into compliance and to help them do better. So our goal with the mental health first aid, number one, is to reduce stigma, get the word out that mental illness is no different than any other disease that people have, and then get the community not to be afraid to intervene and start having conversations with people that are maybe not okay. And then this class teaches you, like an algorithm, kind of like CPR, what do you do first, second, third, and fourth to be comfortable in those circumstances. Mm-hmm. So the class that we're getting ready to start teaching is called a blended version. You'll go online and do 2 hours. It's like a video on your own, on your computer, and then we get together for 6.5 hours of actual class time. We're going to do it safe. Everybody will have their own table. They'll wear their masks. If we have any interactive activities at all, both parties will have to wear their mask. It's not set up to be a real tight, close, physical location class. So we're going to be offering those hopefully every month for a while. If that's something you'd like to do, just get a hold of Comwell and sign up. And we've had a lot of interest in it, and I'm glad that it's getting ready to start back up again, because I think if we really want individuals to seek the services and to be comfortable, and the family members, you know, we have to not be afraid to talk about it, and we have to not be afraid to intervene if somebody is not doing okay. Right. You know, we all have a friend or a neighbor or know someone who is struggling, and especially in the pandemic right now.
Mm-hmm. I think the hardest thing for people is, especially my age, our age, and, you know, on back, is this wasn't really something that was talked about before. You know, I mean, over the past, what, maybe 10, 15 years even, probably maybe a little bit more than that, but about that time frame is when it's really kind of come to light, and it's okay to talk about it. You know, before, nobody, you know, it's kind of pushed under the rug, or I know kids that struggled whenever I was in school, you know, were more, most of the time made fun of. They were kind of ostracized and that. So it's actually a good thing that all this is coming around and people, you know, are more comfortable talking about it. There's more resources out there, and that's why, I mean, I like to see things like NAMI, because that gives people the resources to understand it and be less critical of it, and kind of stops a lot of that.
Correct. Exactly. I think it was in 2003, the new Freedom Act was voted, signed in by one of the presidents. And it just says mental illness is no different than any other brain or body disease, and that insurances being able to discriminate in general made no sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I compare it all the time to a computer. How many times does your computer lock up and have problems? And the brain is way more complicated than a computer. Mm-hmm. So you think about your pancreas misfiring and you're a diabetic. Well, okay, so you have too much serotonin or too much dopamine, and it's going to result in some kind of a problem. The good news is it just takes a medication that blocks it or decreases the production, and you're back to just fine. Mm-hmm. So I think it's sad if we discriminate against somebody that has a mental illness. It's really no different. So that's one of the things we're working on.
Kind of like what you were talking about there with chemistry, you know, I mean, it's like if you put too much of one thing into something, you're going to have problems. So you've got to take part of it out, right. Some of it out, you know.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the depression, they just found out it's all based on chemicals, mm-hmm. and it just purely takes a medication to fix that. And some people don't have to be on meds their whole life. Sometimes it's a very short-term use of medication to help get things working better, and then they're fine without mm-hmm. medication. So it's not always that meds is the answer. Right. A lot of times it's the coping skills.
True. I'll tell you what, we've got another break. Let's go ahead and take that, and we will come back and talk some more with Rhonda Wilson here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 5 minutes left in the program. Again, we're talking with Rhonda Wilson, with NAMI here on People Speak this morning, and talked about some of the resources. you actually have presentations that you give as well, too, on the...
Correct. NAMI has available different presentations. For schools, they can do, it's called Ending the Silence. It's an in-school presentation for school-aged children to understand and recognize the early signs of mental illness. There's also a presentation called In Our Own Voice. It's a presentation to promote awareness of mental illness and the possibility of recovery, where individuals in recovery can tell their story. And I'm actually in the process of putting together a presentation that's going to probably be in April. It's where two individuals just get on and present what their life was like, maybe what they've went through, and then how they're now in recovery. And that with support and help, and both of the people that I'm going to be putting together, NAMI was a big part of that support system that helped them get to recovery. So it's good to see or have the opportunity to experience individuals talking about where they've been and how they made it through to the other side and are doing well today, that they have jobs and they're successfully working towards whatever it is they want, mm-hmm. or whatever recovery looks like for them. There's also Parent and Teachers as Allies. It's a class for teachers or a presentation for teachers and school personnel to raise awareness to help with early interventions. It also has a piece on how to talk to the parents. If you have someone in your classroom that you're thinking is not okay and the best way to go about that. They actually did all those presentations in Sparta schools, and the teachers loved it. And so the goal is to maybe start branching that out to all of the schools to get that in front of their teachers, maybe at a teacher's training day or something like that. And then that's pretty much the main presentations that they have.
Okay. And how would someone get a hold of you if they maybe had an organization or had a group or school or anything?
Just go on to NAMISouthwestern.org, and the information is on their website, just to link. The phone number is actually... Let me get the right spot. Their phone number is 618-798-9788. But again, you can just go online, and the phone numbers are all right there on their website that you would need to call to get the presentations.
Right. And we mentioned earlier, too, we want to mention a little bit about COVID, obviously, still kind of ongoing.
Yeah, COVID is still scary. You know, people are still not leaving their homes. I kind of think that everybody's kind of getting back to normal, but then you'll be somewhere and they'll say, well, I never go anywhere. This is the first time I've been out, you know, and it's maybe in a visitation line at the funeral home mm-hmm. that looks very different than a normal visitation, what we're used to. So people are just scared and not wanting to go out. One in four individuals say they don't know what to do. You know, they're just scared. They're being self-reliant. They're just not going out. The bad news is the statistics is showing that 13% are relying on alcohol and drug use to get through. And the drug use has increased 35%, with most of this being on some pretty scary drugs. We're talking fentanyl, benzos, the opioids, and cocaine. So that's not really the direction we want to go, or the coping mechanisms that we hope people would use. And hopefully they would just get help. They said that working on routines, good self-care, relying on your family and friends. A lot of people is relying on their religion. But increase your access to support, peer support, address stress and mental health symptoms, build relationships, and improve communication and embody hope. Basically, don't just sit at home and do nothing. Reach out to somebody. NAMI Southwestern Illinois would be a good way to start. They have people zooming into their groups that are just not doing well with COVID. They're starting to have symptoms of depression, the anxiety of how to get out of my house safely. You know, there's some good tips on, you know, just what can I do?
Mm-hmm. Well, human beings are by nature social people, you know, and when you take away the social aspect of it, then
it's hard. You know, you kind of start thinking every day, man, I haven't seen people or talked to people. And then you feel sorry when you get around the one person you can talk to, you about talk their leg off because it's like, wow, it's somebody to talk to. So,
but we're just about out of time. But again, there's a lot of resources out there. It's and they're becoming more noted, you know, having you on here kind of helps get out the word as far as what resources NAMI has available as well. Yeah. And so some of the contacts that people could make as far as, again?
Yeah, so NAMI is NAMI Southwestern Illinois. Phone is 618-798-9788. Or just go on NAMI Southwestern Illinois for Facebook, or www.namiswi.org. And if you just type in NAMI space SWI, it'll pop up in the search engine. One of the other treatment agencies for our county is Comwell, and that's 282-6233. And that's where you actually get professional help with counselors and a psychiatrist. And then mental health first aid, if you're interested in that class, again, call Comwell.
All right. All right, Rhonda, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
And that will wrap things up. We'll talk to you tomorrow.